Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horius Daf Gimel. This is Alicia Graf again covering for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is away for the balance of Pesach. He may be saying that Daf Yomi Shir where he is, and if so, he may be posting. And if that's the case, I definitely recommend that you listen to his shir, given the introduction that he gave to Maseches Horius yesterday. I will do my best to make it through the Gemara, hopefully to explain it in a semi-cogent manner. Today is really just a lot more about the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the circumstances under which Beis Din is chayiv to bring the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and whether or not a yachid or a group of people who follow the psak of a Beis Din are going to be chayiv to bring an individual korban chatas if they sin in following the psak of Beis Din or not. So we left off yesterday, unfortunately, right in the middle of a conversation, so it may be a little bit tricky to get back involved, and we left off again. It was Daf Beis Amud Beis. It was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from where the lines get wide, so hopefully we'll be able to dive back in. So what we had seen yesterday was we had seen Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel tell us that our Mishnah expressed the Shita of Rav Yehuda, but the Chachamim say that a Yachid who follows the Psak of Haraz Beis Din is going to be Chayiv. So again, that was the Machlokas. A Yachid follows the Psak of Beis Din. Is the Yachid going to be Chayiv to bring a Chatas Yachid, or can the Yachid hide behind the Beis Din and say, oh, I wasn't a Shogig, I'm not Chayiv to bring a Chatas, because after all, the Beis Din paskind, and I was following the psak of Beis Din. So the Chachamim say the Yachid is going to be chayiv to bring the korban chatas, because the only time you could hide behind the Beis Din is when Beis Din is chayiv to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur, and the only time Beis Din is chayiv to bring a par halam davar shel tzibur, and we'll see a lot more about this today, is when the Beis Din issues a psak and rove of the tzibur follow the psak. So it turns out that if the Beis Din issues a psak and only a yachid goes and follows the psak of Beis Din, the Beis Din is not going to be chayev the par, therefore the yachid is going to be chayev the chatas yachid. That's according to the shita of the Chachamim. So again, 13 lines up from where the lines get wide. The first word on the line is v'shigigas. We will pick up from the third to last word on the line, ella. So ella lav hachikamar. So miyut kol shechatu b'shigigas maisa. So if you have the miyut of a kol, the minority of the kol sins b'shigigas maisa, chayavin, they are going to be chayav, all of them, each one who sins is going to be chayav achatas yachid, she'ein beisin meviim al yadayim par behora. Because beisin isn't maybe a par behorah. Beis Din is not maybe the par halam davar shel tzibur on account of that horah, because only a minority of the congregation follow the psak of Beis Din. Hohein chayavin. However, what's mashma is that each of the individuals who sinned following the erroneous psak of Beis Din, each individual has to bring a korban chatas yachid. So, and this is the diuk that Rav Yehuda made when he said that our Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim would say that each individual is chayiv to bring a chatas yachid. So yachal, so says the Gemara, yachal rovat zibur sa'asu b'shikagas maisa yu peturim. I would think that if rov of the tzibur made a mistake and violated the same avera b'shikagas maisa, and the key is without a horah, there was never horah of Beis Din, and they only each did the same avera b'shikagas maisa yachal yu peturim. I would think that they are potter sharei Beis Din mevien aleihem par behorah, because it's a situation not where Beis Din actually has to bring the par, because over here it's where Rov the Tzibur violated an avera b'shigigas maisa, but there was never actually a psak of Beis Din. But had there been a psak of Beis Din, Beis Din would have been chayiv to bring the par alam davar shel tzibur. Therefore, each of the yechidim should be potter. Tamalomar me'ama aretz afilu rubo. So kamash malon says the brisa that even me'ama aretz, even if rove of the tzibur is going to sin, if the sin is b'shikagas maisa without the psak of Beis Din, they each have to bring a chatas yachid, because the only time they are off the hook from bringing a chatas yachid is when Basin is actually mechayev to bring the parhel and davar shel tzibur because the congregation sinned on account of an actual psak, on an actual psak of Basin. It's only if Basin actually brings the carbon, but if Basin doesn't bring the carbon because, for example, there was no psak, then each of the yechidim, even if it's the rov kol, are going to have to bring a chatas yachid. So Amar Rav Papa, so says Rav Papa Mimai, so how do we know that they have to bring a chatas yachid? Dilma lohein velo base. In other words, maybe Basin doesn't have to bring the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibor, but the Rove Tzibor who sins on account of Shigagas Maisa without a Hara also doesn't have to bring the Chatas Yachid. So says the Gemara, Iachi, my Ira, the Kamahadar al Ruba, the Chiyuva, Lav Michlal, the Miot Bohara, Kaimale, the Mechayev Bohara. Because it's mashma that we're talking about a situation where there's some sort of hara v'nedar bereisha al miyat mechaya b'shigagas ma'isa ulevasof v'nedar al ruba l'chiyuva b'shigagas ma'isa. So says the Gemara. Because what we should have done is what we should have done is there's, in other words, says the Gemara, there was no reason to be mechalek between a miyut tzibur that sins without a psak of basin and the rov tzibur that sins without a psak of basin. In each case, it's a group of individuals making a mistake in halacha, not being told that their action on account of the psak of basin. Basin is not going to be chai of the power halam dover shal tzibur, and if basin is not going to be chai of a power halam dover shal tzibur, there's simply no reason to be mechalek between whether it's the miyut tzibur that sins and whether it's the rov tzibur that sins. So if you're going to be mechalek between a miyut and a rov, it's mashma that we must be dealing with a case where there was a psak of basin. El alav, says the Gemara, the second to last skinny line, El alav midiloma hadar al miyut, the Mechayvim B'Shigagas Maisa, from the fact that we're not going to answer that we're talking about a miyot who is Mechayv al Shigagas Maisa, Ubisof Mahadar al Ruba Lechiyuva B'Shigagas Maisa, and in the end, we're going to be Mechalik between a Rov Tzibor that's going to do an Avera B'Shigagas Maisa, but without a Psak of Basin, Shmamina Miyot Baho Ra Chayavin Haim, Kisva Usira, Ushaloba Ra B'Shigagas Maisa Chayavin. So says the Gemara, so we're obviously talking about where, when the Miyot sinned, there was a Hora. When the Rove sinned, there was a Hora. When the Miyot sinned and there's a Hora, they're going to be Chayiv, because Basin is going to be Potter from bringing the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor. When the Rove sinned with the Hora, they're going to be Potter, because Basin in that case is going to be Chayiv for bringing the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor. And again, the rule is, when one is Chayiv to bring the carbon, the other is Potter from bringing the carbon. So it's either Basin or the Tzibor. So says the Gemara. So Michti, Tarvayu Stamitnan. So we have two brises, so we have two Mishnayas, rather. One follows the Shita of Rabbi Huda, and one follows the Shita of the Rabbanan. And the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda and that the other Mishnah that we brought down is the Rabbanan? How do we know that? So says the Gemara Michti, Tarvayu Stamitnan, Mimai de Kamaisa Rabbi Huda Bas Raitsa Rabbanan, Ema Ipcha. So how do we know that the first Mishnah espouses the view of Rabbi Huda and the other Mishnah that we brought in the Gemara against, that we started to see yesterday, is the Shita of the Rabbanan? So Man Shamet Le Darish Miyuti Ki Agavna Rabbi Huda. So we know that our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Huda, because who is the Tana who darshins Miyutim like we have in our Mishnah? That is Rabbi Huda. The Tanya, how do we know that? Rabbi Huda Omer. So Rabbi Huda says as follows. Zos Torah Sa'ola, flipping over to Gimel Amid Aleph, Zos Torah Sa'ola, it says Zos Torah Sa'ola, he, Zos Torah Sa'ola, he. So it's three miyutim. Harei elu shlosha miyutim. There are three miyutim. And what do these miyutim teach us? So these miyutim teach us that, generally speaking, if you have a carbon puzzle, and the carbon puzzle or a part of the carbon puzzle was placed on the Mizbeach, generally speaking, you would not have to be morid. You don't have to bring down the puzzle part of the carbon that was on the Mizbeach. You could just let it burn on the Mizbeach. However, there are three exceptions. And Rabbi Yehuda darshan's three exceptions from the fact that there are three miyutim here in the pasuk. And what are the three exceptions? One is a karban that was shechted at night. The shechita is only kosher during the day. The second is a karban where the blood of the karban spilled before the zrika. And the third is a karban where the blood of the karban went outside of the heichal. And in these three cases, even after the chelik of the karban is placed on the mizbeach, you have to bring the karban down, you have to bring the chelik, you have to take the chelik down from the mizbeach. So we have this miyut, we have this mishnah that teaches us a miyut. Who learns a miyut like that? It's Rabbi Yehuda, therefore our mishnah has got to be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Yiba Seima, Adayin Ani Omer, Lo Matzis Mukmas Lakas Rabbi Yehuda. However, we still have a shita who says that we can't establish this like Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani Rov Kol Shachatu, because we learn as follows. If you have Rov of a Tzibur who sins, Basin Mevian Al Yadei Par. So Basin is going to bring the Par on account of the Horah that they gave that caused Rov Kol to sin. V'Rabbi Yehuda Homer Tzibur Demaisi, based in Lo. However, this can't be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda because we're going to see later on. We're going to see later on in the subsequent Mishnayos. There's a fundamental machlokas. Who brings the par helam dover shel tzibur when Basin issues a psak and Rov Kol follows Basin's psak? Is it the Basin who brings the par helam dover shel tzibur, or is it the tzibur that brings the par helam dover shel tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda shita is that it's the tzibur who brings it. So our mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda because what we just learned says that Basin may be an alidei par. So this mishnah is obviously holding that the Basin is bringing the par helam dover shel tzibur. But again, that can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says that the tzibur brings the par helam dover, and it's not the Basin who brings the par helam dover. Ditnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, if you have seven Shvatim who sinned, may vien Zion Parim. They have to bring seven Parim. Why? Because each Shevet has to bring its own Par. So it's impossible that the second Mishnah that we just cited is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's impossible that the second Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So if you want to say that one Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda and one Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, you can't say the second Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the Basin is going to bring the par. So if you have that the Tzibur is going to bring the par, rather. So if you have a Mishnah that's telling me that the Basin brings the par, that's got to be the Chachamim. So process of elimination, we have two stomachs. We don't know which one's Rabbi Yehuda, which one's the Chachamim. If it can't be the second one, it's got to be the first one. It's got to be our Mishnah that's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's that. So that's the way the Gemara knows that the first Mishnah and the Masechta is got to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says Zu Devrei Rav Meir. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says no, it's actually Rav Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say Yochid Sha'asa Baras Beisin Chayev. That if a Yochid a Maisa Avera on account of a Ras Basin, the Yachid is going to be Chayev, a Karban Chatas, because he's only a Yachid, he's not Rov Tzibur. So, what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel is doing is saying that our Mishnah is not the Shita of Rav Yehuda, our Mishnah rather is the Shita of Rav Meir. So says the Gemara, my Rav Meir or my Rabbanan. So who's Rav Meir in this Braisa, and in the Mishnah rather, and who is the Rabbanan? The Tanya, we learn as follows. Horu v'asu, if Basin issued a psak and Rov HaTzibur followed the psak, Rav Meir poter, Rav Meir says that they're poter, v'chachamim mechayvin, and the chachamim say that each individual is going to be chayiv. So man asu, so says the Gemara, this is a very vague language. Horu v'asu. So we know that Horu has got to be Basin, because only Basin issues a Horah. Who's Asu? Who did the Maisa? So Ilema Basin, if you want to say that it's Basin that did the Maisa, so my time of the Rabbanan, the Mechayev. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan who are going to be Mechayev the Basin in bringing a Chatzas Yachad? Vatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Yachul Horu Basin, Vasu Basin, Yachul Yuchayavin. I might think that if Basin issues the Psak, and if Basin does the Maisa Avera, then Basin is going to be Chayev. Tamalomar Hakol Vyasu Maisa Tolu Bakol Varotlu Yibasin. So we see that it says Hakol Vyasu, that's the way you break up the Pasuk, or for the purposes of the Drasha, that's the way you break up the Pasuk, that you're only Chayev if the Basin issues a Psak and the Tzibur do the Maisa Avera. So Ella Horu Basin Vyasu Rov Kol. So obviously we're talking about a case where Beis Din issues a psak and Rov Kol follows the psak of Beis Din. So my time is Rav Meir to Potter. And when we say Chayiv and Potter, we're talking about is Beis Din Chayiv to bring the Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. Well, if Beis Din issues a psak and Rov HaTzibur follows the psak, why in the world would Rav Meir say that they're Potter? This is the prototypical case of Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. So Elalav, so Elamai, it's got to be Horu Beis Din v'aso Miut Kol, that Beis Din issues a psak and the Miut Kol does a Maisa Avera, Ubaha Kamifligi, and this is what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Yachid Chasa Baraz Beis Din Potter. One man the Yomer says that Yachid Chasa Baraz Beis Din is Potter because after all the Yachid followed the Haraz Beis Din and therefore he's not Chayev to bring a Korban Chatos Yachid. Umar Savar Yachid Chasa Baraz Beis Din Chayev, and one man the Yomer, the Chachamim will say that a Yachid who does a Maisa Avera based on a Psak of Beis Din is going to be Chayev to bring a Chatos Yachid because in that scenario Beis Din is not going to be Chayev to bring a Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. So the way to interpret this machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is very similar to the way we interpreted the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that we're not talking about the chiyuv of a Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur at all. We're talking about the chiyuv of a Karban Yachid Chat, of a Karban Chata Shel Yachid, in a situation where the Miut Kol sinned following the Psak, following the Psak of Beis Din. Says the Gemara Vayter, so Amar Rav Papa, the Kuli Alma Yachid Sha'asa Baraz based in Potter. Everybody holds that a Yachid who does a Maisa Avera based on a Psak of Basin is going to be Potter. Ella, so that's not what the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rav Meir and the Chachamim about. Ella, Basin Mashal in the Rov HaTzibur Kamifligi. What they're arguing about is whether Basin itself can be mashlim l'rov tzibur. Whether, let's say, if you have roughly 50% of the congregation of the call follows the psak of Beis Din and does the Avera, and the Beis Din, the members of Beis Din also follow their own psak and do the Avera. The question is, can the members of Beis Din be added to the roughly 50% of the people who did the Avera, thus converting the roughly 50% into a majority? That's the question. So Mar Savar, Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov HaTzibur, Umar Savar Ein Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov HaTzibur. So one man the Yomer will say that Beis Din, yes, is Mashlim to the Rov Tzibur, and therefore what you actually have is the Rov Tzibur doing an Avera, and therefore Beis Din is going to have to be Chayiv to bring the Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. And the other man the Yomer says, Ein Beis Din Mashlim L'Rov HaTzibur, that Beis Din cannot be Mashlim to the Rov Tzibur, and therefore they would be Putter from bringing the Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. Viba Asema, another explanation is Horu Beis Din Vasu Rubo Shel Kol, that we're talking about a case where Horu Beis Din Vasu Rubo Shel Kol, where Beis Din issues a psak and the Rov Kihila does the Avera, but we saw Machlokas Rav Yudo or Rav Meir and the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that they're putter from a carbon, so why would that they're chayev on a carbon? So why would the Chachamim say that everybody's chayev on a carbon yachid? Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon id amar tzibur maisi ubeis tzibur maisi ubeis din maisi. So why is the rov tzibur going to be chayev a carbon when they follow the psak of Beis Din? I thought that's the prototypical case of power helam dover shel tzibur. And usually when Beis Din is chayev the carbon, the tzibur is going to be potter from a carbon. So you're right, that's usually. But now we're talking about the sheet of Rav Shimon, and the sheet of Rav Shimon is that both the Beis Din and the tzibur have to bring a parhel and dover shel tzibur when the Beis Din issues a psak, and Rov HaTzibur follow, and Rov HaTzibur follow the, and Rov HaTzibur follow the psak. That's why the Chachamim that are cited in the Gemara will say that the Tzibur is Chayiv. The Tzibur is Chayiv, not Chatzas Yachid, but the Tzibur is going to be Chayiv, another Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur. Vibo Asema, another explanation, Shevet Shasa Baraz Beis Dino, that we're talking about where you have an individual Shevet. So the way they would configure the Shvatim is that each, the Batei Din rather, is that each Shevet would have its own Beis Din, and then there would be one Sanhedrin Hagadol for all of Klal Yisrael. So we're talking about where an individual Shevet violated an Avera on account of a Psak of its tribal Beis Din. So Uman Chachamim, and who are the Chachamim who say that they're Chayiv? Rabbi Yudi, it's Rabbi Yudi, the Tanya, Shevet, Sha'asa Baraz Beis Dino, Oso HaShevet Chayiv, that if you have a Shevet who follows a Psak of its Beis Din, that Shevet's going to be Chayiv, and that's the Chachamim that we mentioned in the Gemara. Another explanation can go on Shechatu Shisha Vein Rubo Shalkal. We're talking about a situation where six Shvatim, who are the rove of the Kehila in census, in number, violate an Avera. Oshiva Afalpi She'ena Rubo Shalkal. Or if you have seven Shvatim who followed a Psak of Basin and did an Avera, even though they don't constitute the rove of the call, Umasnisin Mani, and who is the Shita of the Chachamim mentioned in the Gemara? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, that in his own name, for his own shita, chatu shisha vein ruba shalkal, if you have a case where six of the shvatim violate navera and they constitute a rove of the tzibur in number of individuals, o shiva afal pishein ruba shalkal, or if you have a situation where seven of the shvatim sin, even though they don't constitute the rove, even though they don't constitute the rove call, Chayavin, the basin is going to be chayav to bring the paralim davar shel tzibur. Why? Because the chachamim say that you need one of two things. Either you need rov of individuals, or you need rov of shvatim. But you don't need both of rov individuals and rov of shvatim. However, Rav Meir will say that if you have only shisha vein ruba shel kol, it's not enough for Basin to be mechayev the paralim davar shel tzibur, because Rav Meir says that the only time that Basin is chayev the paralim davar shel tzibur is where you have rov of the shvatim who themselves constitute rov of the kehila. So the halacha, the Rambam paskins, like the Chachamim, against our Mishnah, because again, our Mishnah is Rav Meir, or Rav Yehuda, depending on how you learn the Gemara, the halacha follows the Shita of the Chachamim, that a Yachid who does an Avera following a Psak of Basin is going to be Chayev to bring a Karban Chatas Shel Yachid. That's the way the Rambam paskins this Gemara, La halacha. Okay, so what we had seen was, we had seen now the concept of 50% of the shvatim, which constitute a majority in number of individuals, or a rove of the shvatim. So now, building on that, so Amar Rav Asi, so says Rav Asi, this is the last skinny line on Gimel Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Asi, Baro halachacha rov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. And when we try calculating majority and minority of the congregation for the purpose of whether Basin has to bring the paralim davar shel tzibur, we should focus only on Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says as follows, Vayash Lomo Beis Ahiyas Achag, V'chol Yisrael Imo, Kol Gadol Milavo Chamos V'al Nachal Mitzrayim, Livnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim V'Shivas Yomim Arba Asar Yom. Good, so that's what the Pasuk says. So Michti, Ksiv V'chol Yisrael Imo. It already said in the Pasuk, V'chol Yisrael Imo. So Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamos V'al Nachal Mitzrayim Lamali. Why does it have to then say, after it already says, V'chol Yisrael Imo, Kahal Gadol Minachal Mitzrayim Ad Nahar Paras, what is that? What Milavo Chamos V'al Nachal Mitzrayim? What does that have to add to the conversation? So Shema Mino, Hani Udik Rikol, Aval Hanuch Lo Ik Rikol. Ah, so that it's only those who are from Levo Chamos until Nachal Mitzrayim, which are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, who are calculated in the calculus for the Rov Kol. However, those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael are not going to be counted. Tosfos holds that this is only a Gili Milsa. It's not actually a source in the Pasuk. We're not actually learning it from the Pasuk. It's only that the Pasuk is serving as a Gili Milsa. It's more like an Asmachta. Why does Tosfos say this? Because the concept of Parhalim Dover Shel Tzibur is Divrei Torah. And there's a concept that Divrei Torah may Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina, that we can't learn a halacha legabe a doraisa from Divrei Kabbalah. And this Pasuk of here is Divrei Kabbalah. Therefore, Tosfos says it's not an actual source. It's not an actual mukar in the Pasuk. Rather, it's only a Gili Milsa. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if a certain circumstance exists when the sin is committed, but then the circumstances change. So pshita merubim v'nismatu. Let's say if you have rov kol who follows the erroneous psak of basin, and then they become a miyot. How could they become a miyot? Because some of the people who did the avera, they then die. So when they sin, it's the Rov Tzibur. But then they become the Miyot Tzibur. So Hainu Plukta to Reb Shimon V'Rabbanan. So that's the Machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. So what's the Machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? So Rashi fills us in that we're talking about a Par Kohen Gadol or the Seir Nasi. Now, a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, initially he's a regular person, and then he's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi. So if he sins when he's the Kohen Gadol, or if he sins when he's the Nasi, then he has to bring a special kind of carbon. What happens if he sins when he's a regular guy, and then he has a yediyah on the sin, and he realizes that he actually committed the Aveira after he becomes the Kohen Gadol? So the Chachamim say that we follow the time of the Aveira, and therefore, if this guy sins when he's a regular guy, and then he's appointed to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't bring the Par Kohen Gadol, he brings a regular Karban Chatas. However, Rav Shimon holds that if he hasn't had Yediyas Achet until after he's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, then he would bring the Par Kohen Gadol, even though the Maisa Aveira was committed when he was a regular Jew. Because we don't follow the Shas Aveira, we follow the Shas Yediyas Achet. So therefore, in our case, if we hold like the Chachamim who say that everything follows the time of the sin, when everybody sinned, they were the Rov. And therefore, if they were the Rov, Basin should have to bring the Paralim Dabur Shel Tzibur. However, according to Rav Shimon, if everything is totally on the Shas Yediyas Achet, the fact that they were the Rov when they sinned isn't necessarily dispositive. Maybe Basin wouldn't have to bring the Paralim Dabur Shel Tzibur, because right now they're a Miyut. So that's what it means. Hainu Plukta the Rabbi Shimon V'Rabbanan. So Miyut V'Nisrabu, what if it was initially a Miyut who sinned and then they became the Rov, and they became the Rov ironically because it's the people who didn't sin who died, and now the sinners constitute a Rov. So what's the halacha here? So Mi Pliga Rav Shimon V'Rabbanan. So do Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan argue? So Rav Shimon does all Basar Yediyah. So Rav Shimon, who says that we follow Basar Yediyah, Mechayev, he's going to say that they're Chayev to bring a Paralim Dabur Shel Tzibur because now they're the Rov. Rabbanan dasli basar chatas patre, and the Rabbanan who say that we follow the time of the sin, they're going to say that basin's potter because when everybody did the sin, it was the miyot kol that did the sin. Olo, or maybe the machloksin are not analogous. Samai, so what's the halacha of a tizbara? Emar deshamet leil Rav Shimon dasal af basar yediya. When do we hear about Rav Shimon even following the yediya sachet? Hechi dehavi yediya v'chata b'chiyav. That's only where the yediya and the chet arose in a situation of chiyav. Yediya delo chata mi shamet le. Do we ever have Rav Shimon saying that you could be chay of a korban if you only have the yediya in a time of chiyav, but not the sin in the time of chiyav? So dim kain leisi ki hashta. So Ela Rav Shimon chet the yediya boy. So Ela Mai, Rav Shimon says that not only do you need the chet to be at the time of chiyav, but also the yediya has to be at the time of chiyav. So again, according to Rav Shimon, in the case of Par Kohen Gadol, he would only say that you're chayav a Par Kohen Gadol is if you were a Kohen Gadol when you did the Aveira and you had a yediya on the Aveira. So too over here, maybe you're only chayav on the Paralim Dabur Shel Tzibur when it was the Rov Tzibur at the time the sin was committed, and when there was a yediyas, and when there was a yediyas achet. So Ibailu, now ask the Gemara a different shayla. Horu based in chaylev mutter. Let's say based in rules that chaylev is mutter. V'yosu miyot akol, and miyot akol follows that psak. V'chozru based in ben, and then based in realizes that it was a wrong psak, so they're chozer. V'horu, and then they rule on another piece of meat, that another piece of chaylev, that it's also mutter. V'yosu miyot acher, and then another miyot of the kol follow, does an aveira following that second psak of based in. So what's the case here? So kivan d'shtei yediyas nino lo mitztarfit lo mitztaref. Since there were two yediyos here, they're not mitztaref. Odilma kivan d'iyu v'iyu chaylev who mitztaref. Or maybe since there were two piskei halacha both having to do with chaylev that basin was matir, maybe we should be mitztaref, and we should be mitztaref the miyot plus the miyot into a rov. Vim timsulam or kivan d'iyu v'iyu chaylev who mitztaref. And if you want to say that since they're both having to do with chaylev, they can be mitztaref. Miyot b'chaylev shal gabe akeva. If you have a miyut of the congregation that follows the psak of basin legabe chelev on the stomach of an animal, umiyu bechelev al gabe dakin, and half of the tzibur and a miyut and a minority of the tzibur rather follows the psak of basin legabe chelev, which is on the intestine, samahu. So hacha vadai kivan to betray kroy kasi lomitzare. Since these are two isurim, we have a separate pasuk that asers chelev from the stomach, and a separate pasuk that asers chelev on the intestine. Therefore, it's considered to be two different isurin. Odilma kibin dividi chelevu mitzdarev. Or maybe since they both have a shame iser chelev, maybe they'd be mitzdarev. Vim tim salom are shame chelevu mitzdarev. And if you want to say yes, they are mitzdarev. Mirut bechelev and miut bedamau. Let's say based on issues in erroneous psak legabe chelev and a minority of the tzibur follows the psak, based on issues in erroneous psak lagabe dam, which is also asur, of course, and a minority of the tzibur follows that psak, somehow. Hacha vadai detrei isurin. And no, maybe it's definitely two isurim, and therefore they're not mitzdarev. V'kivan de eini surid shava lo mitzdarev. Odilma kivan de karbano shava. Or maybe, since in both cases you're chayav to bring a karban chatas, mitzdarev, maybe they are mitzdarev. Vimtim salomar kivan de karbana shavim mitzdarev. And if you want to say that because they bring the same karban, they are mitzdarev, miyat b'chelev amiyat b'avodat z'chachovim mahu. So vadai eini hacha vadai eini surin shavim ain't karbana shavim. Maybe they shouldn't be mitzdarev because it's not the same iser, it's not the same karban. Odilma kivan divi v'karesu mitzdarev. Or maybe because they're both chiyuv v'kares, maybe they should be mitzdarev, and maybe basin should be chayev to bring al yadema paralam dover shal tzibur teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So Iboilu, now again, three lines up from the bottom. Horu basin shechelev mutter, if basin rules that chelev is mutter, v'yosu miyotakol. And miyotakol does an avera following the psaka basin, or mace osa basin. Then that basin, or the majority of that basin, they die. V'amad basin acher. And another basin is appointed in their stead. V'chazru v'horu. And then they again issue a psak, va'asu miyot acher. And then another miyot hatzibur did an avera based on that erroneous psak of the second basin. Now, ali leba demandi amar basin maisi, if you're of the view that it's the basin who brings the paralam davar shel tzibur, lo tiboy lecha, then it's obvious that basin is not going to bring a paralam dover shel tzibur, because again, there were two piskei halacha, and each of the piskei halacha, the miyot tzibur followed the psak, but it wasn't the same basin, because the first basin issued the psak, miyot tzibur followed the psak, then that basin died, another basin came, and then another miyot tzibur did an avera following the psak. So ki tiboy lecha liba lamandi amar tzibur maisi. It's only akasha if you all that the tzibur brings the paralam dover shel tzibur. So says the Gemara, my tzibur hakoi. So do you want to say that yes, they are chayev to bring because the tzibur is still around? Odilma yadiyah dahu basin dahoru be'inan. Or maybe even though it's the tzibur who brings the paralam dover shel tzibur, you still need a yadiyah of the basin that issued the psak, and you can't have a yadiyah of the basin that issued the psak because that basin, they're dead. They're not here anymore. Teku also left unresolved. Second line down. So Amar Rav Yonah's son. So Meya Sheyashvu Lahoros. You have 100 people who sat down to issue you a psak, b'shem basin. The Achronim are very bothered by this. How could there ever be 100 people who are sitting down to issue you a psak? I thought the largest basin is basin shel shivim v'echad, and this machlokas whether Moshe Rabbeinu, the Av basin, was counted as part of the 71 or maybe separate from the 71, but how could there ever be 100? So there are a bunch of answers given by the Achronim. Some hold that it wasn't that the 100 were serving as real dayanim, but the basin was trying to learn the sugya, so that we invited other rabbis to come sit with them up until they had 100 people. But if they had even 100 people there, ein chayavin ad sheyoru kulan, they're only chayav to bring a paralam dover shel tzibur if they issue the psak that was adopted by everybody. Shenemar v'im kol adas yisrael yishku. It says kol adas yisrael yishku ad sheyishku kulan, until each and every member of the basin is going to be involved in the psak. And the Keren Orah therefore explains that even if one dayan is quiet, the basin is not going to be chayiv to bring the paralam dover shel tzibur because the psak was not adopted by everybody. And says the Keren Orah, this is true even if they were mosif on the dayanim, even if they had 71 dayanim who issued the psak, since they're sitting as a basin of 100, they're not going to be chayiv until each and every individual in the 100th rabbis issues the psak. Acha tifshot harab chaladas Yisrael. So Amar Avuna bereid Rabbi Yeshua achinami mistabra. The Bechola Torah Kula Kaimelon Ruba Kakulo, because usually in Kola Torah Kula we hold that Rubo has a din of Kulo, Vahacha Ksiv Kola Eda. But over here, even though ordinarily Ruba Kakulo, here the Pasuk takes pains to specify Kola Eda. Therefore, if Basin issues a psak and one of the people assembled knows that Basin made a mistake, Talmud v'roi lo ra, or he's a Talmud and he's roi lo ra, v'halach v'yos al pien, and he does the psak, and he does something rather, al pi the psak of Basin, bein sha'asu v'asa imam, whether Basin does it and he does it with them, bein sha'asu v'asa achreyem, whether Basin does it, he does it after them, bein sha'lo asu v'asa, or whether Basin doesn't do it, but he does it, hareza chayiv amnesha lo talav Basin. He is going to be chayiv a chatas yachid because he wasn't tola his psak on, he wasn't tola his maisa on the psak of Basin because he's a Talmud Chacham in his own right, and therefore he knew what Basin said, he disagreed with what Basin said, and he's his own individual, his own thinking individual. When he did his Avera, he did his Maisa Avera because of what he wanted to do. So, Hayu Dechayev, Ha'acher Potter. Ah, maybe it's only this guy because he's a Chacham. That's why he's Chayev to bring a Chatas Yachid, but maybe everybody else would be Potter. Va'amai, but why would anybody else be Potter from bringing a Chatas Yachid? It's obviously because Basin is going to be Chayev to bring a Parom Dover Shal Tzibur, but why would Basin be Chayev there? Holo Nigmaru Ha'ra. There was never a Gmar Ha'ra because there was this one individual on Basin who disagreed with the Psak. Yes, he disagreed, but nevertheless, he nodded in acquiescence. In other words, he agreed to disagree, as they say. So it was considered to be a psak of Basin. Tashma, horu Basin v'yada chamem shato. Basin issues a psak, one person knows that they made a mistake. V'amar lahen toem atem. And he says, no, you're making a mistake. Harei lu pturim. Then they're potter. Taima d'amar lu toem atem d'pturim. Ah, so the Gemara is medayik. The only reason that Basin's potter from bringing the parol d'over shel tzibur is because the guy said toem atem. Hashosik mishtik chayavin. However, if he had only remained silent, maybe Basin would be chayav. V'gomer lohora. V'amai v'lohora kulam. Why would they be chayav? Not everybody adopted the psak. Amrei achinami kagon shirchem barosha. We're also talking over here about a case where the guy nodded in acquiescence. Masav Rav Misharsha. Samko Rav Asenu al divri Rav Shimon Gamliel va divri Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. Sheya omrim ein gozrim gzeira la sibur limkein rov atzibur yicholam lamod ba. That you're not gozer a gzeira unless rov atzibur is able to abide by the gzeira. V'amrav adab rahava maikra b'mare atem nirim v'osi atem kovim agoy kulo. It says agoy kulo. And kulo rubo kakulo. V'hacha d'ksev hai kulo v'rubo kakulo dummy. I over here by Rov Atzibur, we say Kulo and we Darshan Ruba Kakulo. So when we talk about Basin and we say about Kol Basin issuing a Psak, why do we Dafka say that it's got to be all of Basin and not Rov? Tiyufta Rav Yonason, Tiyufta. So you're right, it's a Katron Rav Yonason. Velamai Kol Adas Amarachmana Hachi Kamar. So what does Kol Adas mean? So it means the following. Iika Kulam Haviara, Vilo Lo Haviara. Not that everybody has to be involved in the psak, but that the entire basin has to be there in order to satisfy the quorum requirement. If all of basin is not there, then they don't satisfy a quorum. So Amar Rav Yeshua, Yud Sheyosh from Bedin, you have 10 people who are sitting in judgment. Kolar Tole Besavar Kulan, there's a chain that's wrapped around the neck of all of them because of the weight of the gravity of what they're doing. Pshita, Hakamash Mulan Dafilo Talmud Bnei Rabo. So no, what it means is that even if you have a Talmud Bnei Rab, you have to assume the responsibility of speaking up if you disagree with what they're saying. Ravuna Kiavinofik Labedina, when Ravuna would issue a din would serve as a dayan, Maisi Asara, Tanoi Debe Rav Lakaime, he would bring 10 of the rabbis into the basin. So that they should each bear a chip of the beam. They should each bear a little bit of the responsibility. Ravashi, Kavin Maisi, Trefa, Salakame. Ravashi, when they would bring a Trefa in front of him, so Maisi, Asara Tifchimi, Masa Masa. So he would, again, he would bring 10 butchers from Masa Machsia, Mosif Kame, and he would join in the Psak. So Amar, Kiecha, Denimtin, Sheva, Mikshura, so that they should also bear a little bit of the responsibility of the Psak Halacha. So we'll leave off over here. We'll pick up from the Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow.